Yes, you remember we did launch Zimbabwe National Agreement Platform on the 18th of December, and we felt that this was a very important process, because having launched that, people were closing down for holidays. But, you know, ever since people came back for the year, things have not been easier, things have gone even more difficult. And so this press conference was to just call upon the government to make sure that, number one, they deal with civil servants' salaries timelessly, because if that does not happen, that is likely to cause unrest. But also that they are able to address issues relating to municipal police in terms of the manner in which they respond to vendors. But also, most importantly, to urge the government to convene an urgent national dialogue with various stakeholders.
Do you think that the press conference will be able to achieve anything if you don't engage the government directly?
Right. You see, a press conference don't normally work in isolation. There are other processes that are happening